From the studios of the 24-hour talk radio capital of West Louisiana and East Texas, all information, all talk, KWLA. This is Open Line, live on KWLA Anacoco, KWLV Manny, KVCL Winfield, KBDV Leesville, KTHP Hemphill, KZBL Natchitoches, and worldwide at KWLA1031.com or on the KWLA mobile app. The views on this program do not reflect the views of any of the stations in this broadcast or any of the advertisers. The views are expressly those of the people expressing those views. If you choose to comment on the program, guest, or contents of the program, email kwla at bdcradio.com. Now, live from the KWLA studios, Ted Dumas. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's program.
We hope you enjoy today's program. Mike Luster in for Ted Dumas today. Sick overnight. Ted doesn't really do that very often, but sometimes he feels bad and calls into the program. Problem is, his schedule is kept in another room, so I come and sit down, and we don't know. We just don't know. It's a mystery guest today. 318-256-5958, you're live on the air. Good morning. Who is this?
Good morning. Representative Larry Bagley. I represent the northern half of Sabine. From
District 7, I believe.
Yes, sir.
I got you. Larry Bagley, how are you doing this morning? I apologize. I didn't know who you were before I brought you in, but I guess this makes better radio, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, it makes it for surprising material because nobody knows. I don't. You don't.
You don't know. You just don't know.
Ted always has questions that, are pretty informative. And, of course, you don't know. You haven't prepared for that. So I guess I'll have to kind of do it myself. But I listened to the commercials this morning. I got a little hungry. They were talking about eating at this place and that place. I haven't eaten yet.
You've really got to come try Best Stop, and you really got to come try our local restaurants. They're delicious. So,
oh, I do.
You do? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that food. Sometimes I have to watch it because, you know, one link of boudin will lead to more, and it's never good. So how are things going? We've got a session that's ongoing, don't we?
Well, yes, and of course the Saturday is the election, amendment election, and I've sent all my people. I sent a placard out about a week ago or so, or two, maybe a week and a half, asking the voters to vote yes on all four amendments. Those are things that the Republican delegation and nearly everybody in both the House and the Senate voted on all those positively, and so I know there's been some things being said since then about they weren't good ideas, but they are. And most of the things that they're saying are not true against them, against the amendment, especially Amendment 2. The big thing with Amendment 2 is that it'll lower your tax rate down to 3%, and they give anybody over 65 a double deduction. That'd be $25,000 deduction. So your state taxes will significantly decrease. Mine did. In fact, I got money back. I never get money back, but I did this year. And the major thing for me is the severance tax rebate. Gas companies pay severance tax to the state, and 20% of that we get back. Right now we get back until it gets to be $1 million, and then they stop it. So it doesn't matter how much you pay in, $1 million is the most you're going to get. And Sabine, I don't think Sabine gets quite $1 million because the activity has not been there, although it's getting better. They would get, I think, somewhere $5 or $6 million. And that's a check that the government will, the state of Louisiana will pay to Sabine each year, depending on how much they pay. DeSoto gets a little more, Caddo, the Red River, all the Northwest was in it, significantly helped Northwest. And we need the help because it's hard for us to get money. I've been in the legislature, this is starting my 10th year, and to go to capital outlay and try to get money for the parishes, it's hard because the people that control the money live in Lafayette, Baton Rouge, and then in that area in New Orleans, and it's just hard to get money from them. And this would be an opportunity where we can get money that I don't have to beg for each year, and it would be until they change the law or gas moves away, and that won't be anytime soon. In fact, they're ramping things up, as you probably are aware of, if you see the water trucks on the highway. So these are big. These are going to help our area a lot, and I hope everybody goes and votes. I expect the voter turnout won't be very good, but I would certainly encourage people to go out and vote Saturday and vote yes for all four amendments, especially number two, which is going to significantly help Sabine Parish, DeSoto Parish, Caddo, Red River, the whole Northwest.
The number two amendment, and I'm just asking this as a question because I don't know the answer.
Yes.
Is it going to be sort of the wave of the future that we have amendments that go into our Constitution that do so much? I mean, used to we'd have 10 amendments, but each one would spell out each thing to do. The Amendment 2 does so much in one thing. I think that may be what worries some folks, that they have to invest time to learn all about it. And is that going to be the way of the future, where we have amendments that are multitasking, sort of?
Well, actually, the reason for that, Governor Landry kind of pushed that, and Richard Nelson, who's the finance secretary, was the one that orchestrated it and wrote it.
Okay.
Basically, what they're trying to do is change the way we do business in Louisiana tax-wise. We have one of the worst tax policies in the country. If this passes, we'll go up to, like, up above 20 states in the country. We'll be like 15th or something like that in the United States tax policy. And what we're doing is we see around, we're trying to get business to look and say, hey, we need to move to Louisiana. They've got people to work, and they've got land, and they've got a great tax structure. And that's what this whole thing is about, doing away with the inventory tax and the
ad valorem tax is inventory, isn't it? And there's another.
The ad valorem tax.
Yeah,
and
redundant tax.
The tax on large corporations is going to change that and reduce that to try to get them to come in to do that. So it's several things. Again, they're doing better tax rate. Tax rate will go down to 3%, which is a good bit less than I pay now, and that actually went into effect in January. It'll go back the other way if not. School teachers who have been getting $1,000 stipend and that stipend does not, it's like a bonus, that stipend does not go on their retirement. So if this passes, they'll continue to get the $1,000 raise. It'll be locked in permanently, and that money will go into their retirement for when they get ready to retire to do that. There's been a lot of misconception and downright lies. They've got about $20 billion in three funds, and they use that money. Some of that money can be used. Some of it cannot be used. They can't get it. They're going to open those three funds up where that money is available to do for other things. For instance, they'll use that to pay tax of the teachers. They will actually, the way it's set up, will change the way we get COLAs, the cost of living increases, for retired teachers, where they would be able to get more COLAs. You know, it takes, you know, I've been a retired teacher for a long time. I've gotten three in my career, and I retired in 95.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not something we get. That will increase the time, because there'll be more money.
Yeah, a COLA, I think, for the rest of the vote. Cost of living adjustment, I think.
Yeah, thank you for doing that. I didn't say that myself.
Because COLAs are much more refreshing, you know, but a cost of living adjustment's just like that. It's nice to get.
And this is all trying to set Louisiana up to be business friendly.
Okay.
So we can get business here. And I've, you know, one of the things I think that we need, and I've talked to the appropriations chairman, Jack McFarland, who is a friend of the radio station, and Ted, I want to redo 191. I think it's a great opportunity to bring better business. And we're going to try to bring business into Sabine and DeSoto and that area. We need to have it needs to look better. It needs to have that road repaired. There's a lot of things they could do with that to bring people into the parish that will pay taxes to help us. I mean, every time it gets low, the citizens of Sabine should not pay all the taxes. They're not the ones using it. There are visitors that will come in. Let's try to get more visitors. Let's try to get people that will go in the places that we advertise this morning and buy breakfast and buy lures and whatever else they want to,
mm-hmm.
and leave some of their money here in the dollars. And that, it's all aimed toward that. And that's one of the reasons I support it, because I am big on all this. I have been since I got elected, to try to bring business to DeSoto, to be. And Caddo, Shreveport is in desperate need they always talk about outward migration. Every once in a while, in fact, the Morning Advocate had an article the day before yesterday about outward migration in the state. If you look at it, outward migration is where we are. The Shreveport area lost a representative three years ago because we're losing so many people. And that's where the people are leaving from. Now, the other places are losing some, but nothing like Shreveport area. And Shreveport, Shreveport is a driver business-wise for when they had General Motors and AT&T. There'd be people that drove from Sabine Parish, DeSoto Parish, Red River, that would drive up there and work and then come back and live in a little quieter setting. And we'd like to at least get some a business like that to come back. And I've worked hard to do that, and hopefully we can at some point.
Larry Bagley, our guest here on the Open Line program. We'll come back. We'll talk about more things that are happening in the legislature and things that are going to happen in the future. We'll be back in just a moment here on the Open Line program. Stay with us. Back after these messages from our BDC radio stations.
Hello, my name is Dr. LeBlanc from LeBlanc Eye Center in Leesville, Louisiana, across the street from Bird Hospital. Are you tired of choosing which lens is clear, one or two? Are you tired of being rushed into deciding if you're sure or not? Have you experienced this before? At LeBlanc Eye Center, there is no stress, no frustration, just accuracy. Now we have instruments from NASA that will give you a prescription almost perfect before we even ask you any questions. No more 102. Please come see me at LeBlanc Eye Center for a very pleasurable experience at the eye doctor. Please call 337-239-2321.
Broadline Services, located across from Sabine Retirement and Rehab in Manny, has everything you need. If it goes in a house, they have it. From flooring to countertops, open Monday through Friday. From small jobs to large jobs, they can help bring your dreams to life. Go see Tim or Juanita for all your flooring needs, including ceramic tile, porcelain, carpet, or wood floors. They also custom build showers, and remodels are available. No matter what the need, Broadline Services is here to help. 318-652-1215. They're also an authorized Speed Queen dealer.
When it comes to clothing and accessories for the great outdoors, there's no better place to shop than Nichols. Drop by the clothing department and check out our colorful selection of men's and ladies' shirts and t-shirts by Drake Waterfowl Systems. Beat the heat this summer with a wing shooter shirt with Stay Cool cotton fabric. We've got Drake logo t-shirts in men's and ladies' sizes, great colors, and a super selection, too. For boots, clothing, home decor, and accessories, there's no better place to shop than your local Nichols store.
When it comes to your fire safety needs, go with a brand you can trust. ABC Fire Safety has been in business for 30 years. We provide you with comprehensive services that will help keep you in legal compliance and keep you safe. From new extinguishers to hydro testing and CO2 refills, we have it all. We sell, install, and service all the brands you can trust when it matters the most. Serving commercial and residential clients with service that can't be beat. Give us a call today and let us help you keep your business safe. 337-396-4388.
The residents at Manny Healthcare and Rehab Center like to have fun and remain active. Stephanie Holden, our activity director, organizes a variety of fun events and opportunities to make our residents smile. From community barbecues, weekly bingos, and parties for holidays, our activities help to make us your local leader in nursing and rehabilitation services. Come visit us at 120 Natchitoches Highway in Manny, Louisiana to see for yourself. Or call Stephanie Holden at 318-256-9233 to join in some of our fun holiday activities.
Welcome back to your Open Line program. Mike Luster in for Ted Dumas today, and I appreciate everybody pitching in and trying to help me with this. It's going to be fun. Larry Bagley, our guest, District 7 representative from the you're not Shreveport, you're what? Where are you?
I've got Southern Caddo.
Okay.
I've got a little edge there right at the when you first come in on Mansfield Road there, that where South Park Mall is on that highway. I got that little strip. It's not really any houses there. It goes all the way back out south of town, and it spreads out to pick up some houses. And most of my people are in Keysville.
I got you.
And then all of DeSoto and Sabine down to, well, they tell me Highway 6. There are some people that live on north of Highway 6 that do not vote in my district. I'm not sure how they gerrymandered all those lines, but they did. But it's in that area. So about half of Sabine, all of DeSoto, and a little bit of Caddo.
You know, we had a judge, I believe, draw the last lines, and kind of like a person, if you just gave them keys and said, here, go. And they just went out and took in some places that were kind of some of the district they've created has been kind of odd. So, yeah.
Well, you're right, and it's hard to explain, and try to have a campaign where you're going door to door, and that's what I'm trying to find and seeing how that works. It's not much fun, but it is part of what politics is about.
Well, I like what you did, because see, I'm not in your district, but I got your mailers anyway. And the reason that's a good thing for you is if you ever happen to include my district through a further whatever, you've got a presence. I know who you are just a little bit.
Well, I appreciate saying that. And I try to. I'm in Baton Rouge now. We're going to have a meeting here in a little bit, and they're talking about people trying to reach out to help, you know, the Republican Party with this. And I've told them, look, that mailer cost me about $7,000. And I took that out of my own money and did that, and didn't have to, just chose to try to get that. And all those mailers are very expensive. And, you know, I do that to try to keep the people informed in my district. And, you know, I guess lucky for me maybe, or unlucky, how you want to look at it, there are people outside the district that get it. And I don't mind that, because everybody needs to know, especially on this coming election, what things are doing. So I'm glad you got one, and I'm glad I'm able to serve you too.
I got several. I kept getting them. I'm like, I don't think he's in my district, but I keep getting them, and they're great. You know, I like reading about
them.
Folks.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Use them.
One thing that probably in the future for a lot of the parishes in the area is the carbon sequestration stuff. I know there's not a lot of response legislatively this year so far, but I just didn't know if there was any bills on the horizon that might help Sabine Parish folks, Vernon Parish, because we've got a huge question on whether or not we're going to have an energy industry, because carbon sequestration pretty much isolates all the energy under the ground. I didn't know if they were going to address that as a whole, or if there's a bill put forward, or if you heard of anything.
Well, I can tell you this, that's kind of a touchy subject, because there's so many people that are opposed to it, and for different reasons. And, you know, I've had several people call me from Sabine Parish and ask me, you know, what's your stance on carbon capture? And my stance is that whatever the people of Sabine Parish are in favor of, that's what I'm going to be. And I know that's kind of an evasive answer, but that's the truth. If something like that comes up in legislation, I haven't heard of anything yet, I would always side on the side of I have gas on our property, and so I'm involved in that somewhat, but I'm going to stand by the people of Sabine and what they want. If it goes to DeSoto, I certainly do the same thing there. And again, I've had a lot of calls against it. Right now, I'd have to say that's where I'd have to go, because it's, you know, unless there was a movement to shift the other way. But, and I think there's a lot of misinformation with all that to scare people. I'm not sure. In fact, I had a guy that called me and said, the only place I want carbon is in my Dr. Pepper and in my beer.
So, CO2, I got you.
That's a pretty good way to put it, I guess. I'll leave it like that. So, right, but there's no legislation I've heard of that we're going to, you know, the big thing, and to kind of move a little bit away from that, but the big thing that I'm hearing and have heard for the last 7 or 8 years is everybody's, and this included when I had more of a street portfolio reclassified, the big issue is always, if you ask someone, what's the big issue for you, always insurance. That's always the first thing.
It's a huge thing
going on. And they've gone up even more since I've gotten in. And, you know, of course, my insurance gone up too. Everybody's had. And we try to, Gabe Furman, who is over, takes part of Nacogdochen, I think, still. Gabe Furman is the chairman of that committee, and I'm on the committee, and we're working. We've got a group of bills, about 20, that we're going to introduce this year to try to aid with all that. We've brought some before. The governor vetoed one or two, said that they weren't comprehensive enough, and so we've done that, but we're continuing to work on that, because that is a major problem. Even when the people were talking, you know, when they were talking about we need to stop the violence and the crime and all that, when I went to Freeport, I was like, what is your big issue? They always say insurance. That was always the first thing. Then they'd say, well, yeah, crime and other things, but insurance, that money's coming out of my pocket every month.
Right.
And I need to stop, you know, we need to get some help with that. So that's going to be a major issue. Go ahead.
I penciled it in the other day. Well, I'd say that back the other day, about 6 months ago, and it was 38% cheaper to just use an address across the river 18 miles and go to Texas with insurance. 38%. Now, I realize that opened me up to a different tax structure where they collect more in different areas, but still, 38% cheaper insurance in Texas at this point. For me.
Right. But, well, I live in Logansport, which I live maybe a half mile from the border. And, I know, I mean, I've when they talk about comparing, I can give you some comparison.
Yeah, Waukee to Logansport, can't you? Yeah, just right there.
It's little sister cities. And it's, those things are things that we're working on in the legislature to try to take care of some of those things. Another big issue that is looking that way is if you starting up business in Louisiana can be extremely hard to do because of all the regulations and things that you have to go through. And in Texas, you can go over there and within 6 months, and within 6 months, you're rolling. You're collecting money. You've got a business open and things are going. And we had a business that came into Logansport set up trying to get things done. They couldn't get inspectors to go in. Different things happened. They set out a year. They went over to Joaquin, and within 6 months, they're selling products out of the store.
Wow.
I mean, that's the kind of thing that we deal with, and the governor knows that. And we have talked about, and in right now, what we're doing in appropriations, we're bringing all these committees, these people up, the secretaries. We had DOTD Tuesday. And I asked them, why are we having so much trouble with putting strikes on the road? Why is that a problem? Hell, the people have businesses there. Are they about to put one? Why can't we take care of that without all the fuss and furor? And those are the questions because they hold up business. And that costs us money. And, we're not trying to make money, but the people that are doing those things pay taxes. Some of them pay large taxes. Let's welcome them to the area. Let's try to help them because they're going to help us in different ways. So DOTD is one. LDH has some health and hospitals because they do things with septic tanks and that sort of thing if you're building. Another one is DEQ. I've got several deals now with DEQ where they're had problems. They had one in Roebling where they were going to build the hospital there.
Mm-hmm.
Was going to expand out to a little place in Roebling. They found out it had been a gas station at one time. And I called DEQ secretary twice. And she was really easy, and she was a really nice person. And did get all that straightened out, and they're on the way. Then DTOD told them that couldn't use an exit because they couldn't use the curve. If you remember in Roebling, they got that like S curve,
uh-huh.
And they're right there in going town, and they couldn't use the entrance right there because it may be dangerous. Well, maybe it's not that much traffic through Roebling, and it was almost like they're trying to make it harder for them to do that. I know that's not true, but it appears to be.
But where were they 60 years that it was in place like that?
right. And but those are little things like that just to try to make the area more attractive for business. You did advertisements before I came on. That's what we need, the people that are in business, that are selling things, where people don't have to drive to Freeport or to Natchitoches. They can do their business right here in Sabine Parish, and those businesses can flourish, and the people that have them can make more money, and they pay more taxes, which changes things too. So that's kind of in my career in the legislature, I have looked to try to make that better. I got legislation passed 3 years ago to build 1,000-acre super sites. And basically what it was, it would be 1,000 acres, clean land, business, a large company would come in, buy it, it would be shovel ready. Everything's done, all the DEQs, all the wildlife, all that stuff is done, wetlands. And they just come in and build their building.
I think one of those is in South Louisiana that they're putting the steel plant on.
They announced just this last week.
Yeah.
They're going to build a steel plant. And this year, this coming year, Secretary Buttigieg, who is the LED secretary, is going to ask for $110 million or $150 million to add to that to try to make that even better. And, the whole idea for that was to bring 1,000 acres somewhere in my district up around Freeport area somewhere. It's going to have to be a rural area. My district is full of rural. And so to get 1,000 acres where people can go and make a good salary, a living wage salary, where they can, you know, can compete in the in market for jobs and that sort of thing. And that's what everybody wants, and that's what I strive for. And in fact, Lafayette asked me 2 weeks ago, and then they honored me for being the, they call the father of that. And Secretary Buttigieg was assistant was there, and said they're working hard to get all those things done, and would like to extend
I've got a final break to take. We'll come back and we'll wrap it up.
Go ahead.
Larry Bagley, our guest here on the program. We'll be back in a moment. Stay tuned.
Hi, Future Demons. This is Mackenzie Scroggs, Miss Louisiana 2023, and current Northwestern State University student pursuing a career in dance. I invite you to see NSU at its best. Walk through our beautiful campus, tour our incredible labs and classrooms, and get a feel for your future at Northwestern. We offer private, personalized campus tours led by student ambassadors. Visit nsu.la/tours today to schedule your free campus tour. Your journey is just getting started.
At Quality Wood Furniture, you'll find solid American-made wood pieces. Choose from many timeless and functional styles of dining, bedrooms, office, and outdoor furniture in a variety of unfinished and finished options. Quality Wood Furniture has something for every room and a friendly, knowledgeable staff that's ready to assist you. With an on-site finisher and a custom builder available, we'll help you get the perfect look for your new furniture. You'll enjoy the strength and durability of real solid wood furniture for years to come. Visit our showroom today, Quality Wood Furniture in Leesville.
United States Senator Bill Cassidy here. Many of you are already planning summer vacations. If you want to travel to another country, you may need a passport. If so, get it now. You don't want to scramble at the last minute. Your first place to go is travel.state.gov. That's a website, has the instructions on how to get a passport for the first time or to renew a passport. If it's delayed, call my office, 225-929-7711. Again, Senator Bill Cassidy here, serving you.
AGS Auto Glass Specialists, located at 2017 South 5th Street, want to remind you to bring in chipped, cracked, or shattered windshields to them so they can bring it back to clarity with fast, friendly service. Call 337-238-1821. AGS Auto Glass Specialists offer windshields, mirrors, furniture tops, power windows, front window shields, mobile services, plexiglass, and Lexan repair. That's AGS Auto Glass Specialists, your hometown automotive glass specialist with over 50 years experience.
Looking for new flooring? Head to Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder. We are part of the largest floor covering buying group in North America. You'll always get a good deal at Jay's. We are locally owned and dedicated to our community. Our flooring experts can help you select from thousands of styles, and we also offer window treatments. Come see us at Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder, 1515 North Pine Street, 337-463-7464.
We're on with Representative Larry Bagley here on the Open Line program, final minute of the show. And what else is in the store for us coming from the legislature this year?
Well, I'll talk a little bit about my field coming up. But first, I'd like to say I've known Ted Dumas a long, long time. We back when I was coaching at Logan Sport, he did the radio. I did radio for a while.
Right.
We talked back and forth, and I can't believe he's out.
I can't either.
And I condole, and I'm sure Ted's listening, and good morning, Ted, and hope you recover quickly and back in the saddle, and I know you will be. But moving on, I'm going to bring some legislation this year. The sticker tags, inspection stickers, you know, in the corner of your windshield that you have to go, I'm going to do away with those. We are the only red state, Louisiana's the only red state that still does that, and basically it's a $10 per year tax that we pay. That if you don't have it on there, it's not done right, it's going